Okay, we're going to do a piece in Lakutei Maharan from Rabbi Nachman, Torah Peitas. So the piece starts off with the pasuk from Tehillim. V'tichasrehu ma'at me'elokim v'kavod v'hadar tatrehu. The pashat of the pasuk is teaching us that man was made slightly less than angels, but nonetheless we're still crowned with a great level of soul, a great level of glory. So the piece reads, Hine yadu ki kol ma shechaser la'adam, hin beruchani, hin begashmi. It should be known that whatever is missing from us, whatever we feel like we're missing, whether it's spiritual strength, whether it's physical strength, whether it's physical health, whether it's parnasa, whether it's ability to daven with kavana, whether it's ability to sit and learn for a long enough time as we'd like, hachesron hu b'shechina. We should know that this deficiency exists as well in the Shechina, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. There's an aspect of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's lacking when we're lacking. Shehu b'chinas Elokim. Because of the soul of the Jewish person is its source, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And all of our souls put together is this place of the Shekhinah, is the Malchus, right? This world, Hashem's presence in this world, is through His people. So when we're lacking, in a way Hashem's presence is lacking. Hashem obviously allows this lacking. V'zehu v'tichasreyu. Right, so Rabbi Nachman is now going to explain the pasuk outside the realm of Pshat. He says, v'tichasreyu, when a person has a lacking, b'vadei ma'at me'elokim, haynu achazron b'vadei me'elokim, haynu b'ashchina. We should know that for sure there's a lacking. There's a lacking by Hashem as well. Hashem is feeling our lacking. Hashem's presence in this world is feeling our lacking. Now obviously we know Hashem is not lacking anything. But Hashem creates an ability for Himself to feel lacking. He creates His presence in this world, which is called the Shechina. And He creates the ability for that Shechina to be lacking. This presence of Malchus, His kingship in this world to be lacking. When we're lacking, Hashem's kingship in this world is lacking. Ach, kishayida zos, when we know this, shechasron hu lemalu lemata, that it's not just ourselves, that I'm lacking something, that I want more of something, but it's also Hashem is missing that same thing. So we should be very sad, because what's greater than our honor? Hashem's honor, obviously, right? The greatest king, the king, right? The Melech Malchei HaMelachim is lacking something, right? It's a clear sign that God's presence in this world is lacking if we're lacking. That should bring us greater pain than the fact that we're lacking something. This could cause us, and it does cause us, a lot of difficulty, right? When we think of how incomplete Hashem's malchus is in this world. The kingship of Hashem is very incomplete to our eyes right now, in this world. It's very incomplete. That's why tragedies only know have happened in the past. That's why there's so much difficulty, because Hashem's kingship is not revealed in this world, and that can cause us, to fall to a place of sadness, fall to a place of, how could we even try Hashem? How could we even try to spread your light? How could we even try and tap into your aura, when there's so much darkness in this world? There's so much tiyot. There's so much negativity, there's so much tuma. How could we even try to connect to you? And it could create a void of simcha within us. A person could say, maybe it's not worth even trying. We don't stand a chance, right? When you consider all the forces of tuma that are in this world, maybe we don't even stand a chance until Hashem's kingship, Hashem restores His kingship in this world, until He brings Mashiach. What's the point of even trying? We have to tell ourselves, Rabbi Nachman says, Sarech lashiv la'atzma, ma'ani machaye, ki amelch ba'atzma mitzaber li achezron shalo, ki yish kavod gadol mizah. He spins it the other way. He says, that's one way of looking at it. One way of looking at it is, wow, I have something I'm lacking. It means Hashem's kingship is lacking in some ways in this world. It can make me very sad, but in the other realm, I can look at it the other way also, which is, if I'm lacking something, that's a clear sign that Hashem's presence in this world is lacking something. What greater kavod is that? What greater kavod is there to know what the king is lacking in this world? Rabbi Nachman says that through my own deficiencies, through my own lackings, I can understand why Hashem's presence is lacking in this world. How His kingship isn't restored. And that's a secret that Hashem has shared with me. I know the king's needs. Right? The king's needs are obviously for me to perform mitzvot b'simcha. For me to be medabek to Him. Right? For me to cling to Him. For me to be mechazek my fellow yidden. The fact that I'm struggling, the fact that I'm lacking something, whether it's physical or spiritual in this world, signifies that the king is also lacking something. That being said, he says, there's no greater honor in the world than to know the king's needs. We're like best friends with the king, that we get to know his needs. We get to know what he wants in this world. We get to know what he's longing for. This could lead to a great level of simcha, because it's a rejuvenated mission. Ah, I'm lacking something in this world. But the fact that I'm lacking, I'm Hashem's representation in this world, it means that the Shekhinah, Hashem's kingship in this world is lacking. When Mashiach comes without Hashem, we won't have those same type of lackings. But the fact that Mashiach isn't here means that there is a lacking. And I know the king's lackings. What a schus for me to know the king's lackings. What a jolt of energy it gives me to know that my fate is tied up in the king's fate. Similar to what the Klausenberger Rebbe said in the concentration camp. Right? When he didn't have kashas, he didn't have questions on his family being destroyed. He didn't have kashas on the Jewish people being ripped apart. He said Hashem's ways are just. So we have to remind ourselves that our fate, is very connected. It's connected and intertwined with the fate of the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lacking just like we're lacking. It takes a gadol to be able to step out from one's own destruction and to recognize the destruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable level of the Klausenberger Rebbe. So Rabbi Nachman finishes, the piece finishes, V'zehu v'chavod v'hadar te'atrehu. Hayno aydei kavod v'hadar she'ishlo. Shamelch ba'atzma m'saper l'achezron. Like the pasuk says, there's something lacking. We're lacking something in our lives, Hashem. We need something from you. Ma'at me'elokim. We should know that this chisaron also causes a deficiency in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it means that there's a deficiency in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. There's something lacking in the Shekhinah. Hashem is also longing for this thing. That's why one of the inyanim that Hashem awakens us to daven, right? To davening, there's a void. There's a void created in ourselves, in the universe, in the world. There's a need for something. When we see this need in ourselves, we can recognize that this is needed in the world on a greater scale. This is needed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. But it's important that we don't just think that there's a need for myself. No, when I realize that this need isn't just by me, it's also by God's presence in this world. I am now adorned in a great level of splendor, a great level of glory. What a beautiful thing. Hashem, the King, is Mom is sharing with me. The King is entrusting His needs with me. So Bezat Hashem, it should be a chizik for us, that whenever we're lacking something in life, whenever we have a chisaron, so we should see this as an opportunity to try and restore the malchus, the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We shouldn't just see it as our own struggle, right? But we should see it as a message from Hashem that He's lacking this revelation in this world. And that way, when I feel, let's say a person feels like they're sick, right? There's health missing from them. There's a health, level of health, a level of clarity, a level of bria missing from Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. There's ways people relate to God that's completely unhealthy. It needs to be made clean. It needs to be made healthy again. Right? A person's lacking a proper house. They want a bigger house. They want to do some work on their house. They're having all these issues with the contractors, and they don't have the money right now. They can't get a mortgage. They can't. To understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu's house is lacking, right? And instead of falling into darkness as a result of us lacking something, to be able to try, and obviously it's very difficult, but to try, for us to try, and relate it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Think about how Kadosh Baruch Hu feels in this case. Think about what Kadosh Baruch Hu is missing. Think about how we, beyond going, helping ourselves in this situation, how we can try and help a Kadosh Baruch Hu and reveal His presence in this world. Thank you so much for joining us.